From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Andy Humphrey. State Republican legislative leaders have called a joint hearing that will review programs that could be used to provide assistance for refugee resettlement in Missouri. The House Budget Committee and Senate Appropriations Committee will conduct the hearing on November 30th at 10 a.m. House Speaker Todd Richardson says the hearing is necessary because Governor Jay Nixon hasn't come up with a plan or taken a stand on the Syrian refugee issue. Earlier this week, Nixon called on the federal government to ensure strong safeguards in screening refugees, but he did not say he would stop relocations as governors in several other states have pledged to do. Some Republican leaders have called for a special session aimed at preventing the governor from allowing Syrian refugees to resettle in the state. A former assistant professor is suing four Emporia State University officials, alleging he faced racial discrimination and retaliation before he was fired. Rajesh Singh taught at the university's School of Library and Information Management from 2009 to 2015. He is suing two current administrators in the department, a provost, and the university's former president. He plans to add the university to the lawsuit. The lawsuit comes about a month after Melvin Hale, a current assistant professor in the same department, filed a defamation and invasion of privacy lawsuit against the university. Singh, who is Asian, contends he was subjected to years of discrimination at the university despite receiving outstanding reviews, and his efforts to argue his case were ignored. Emporia State did not immediately reply to the Associated Press for comment. A panel of African-American Columbia citizens spoke today at the Columbia Country Club about how they've been feeling taken for granted by political parties. Speaking in front of a Democratic social network called the Mule Skinners, the panelists answered questions and sparked conversation among those attending. Speaker Kesha Duncan talked about the difficulty of getting minority voices heard.
Essentially, somebody has to speak up and acknowledge out loud that there's something missing from the membership of whatever the group is, and have a consensus that that needs to be changed.
Duncan says she hopes someone will speak up soon, but for now, it is important for people to learn how to embrace those in minority groups. All six of Missouri's living governors gathered in Kansas City today for a panel discussion on economic development. Governor Jay Nixon was using the event to tout that the state's unemployment rate has hit an 8-year low. Nixon attended along with past governors Kit Bond, John Ashcroft, Roger Wilson, Bob Holden, and Matt Blunt. The nonprofit Hawthorne Foundation organized the gathering at the Kansas City Southern headquarters. The private nonprofit foundation was created in 1982 by then Governor Bond to facilitate business recruitment, retention, and development efforts. The interim police chief in Ferguson is leaving about 2 months earlier than expected. The city said in a news release today that Andre Anderson submitted his resignation effective December 2nd. Anderson was appointed to a 6-month interim position in July, taking leave from his job with Glendale, Arizona Police, where he will return. He cited family reasons for his departure. Tom Jackson resigned as chief in March after a U.S. Department of Justice report criticized police and court practices in Ferguson. The St. Louis suburb has been under scrutiny since Officer Darren Wilson fatally shot 18-year-old Michael Brown last year. Both the Justice Department and a grand jury declined to prosecute Wilson. The city is still looking for a permanent police chief. I'm Andy Humphrey, KBIA News, Columbia.